Good afternoon. I'm Brad to the Bone. And you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of punk, classic rock, metal rock, acid rock, rockabilly, new wave, and various LPs of mine that I've burning to digital, allowing you to enjoy them here on Brad's Vinyl. Today we're featuring another one of my favorite bands, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, ELP, the progressive rock group from England. Carl Palmer, Greg Lake, Keith Emerson. And they sold over 40 million albums over their career so far. Yeah, we're going to be featuring their third LP, coincidentally called Trilogy. That's right. Trilogy, one of my favorites. Oh, hell, they're all good. 1972 Trilogy. And actually, it contains their only top 40 single in the USA, that is. One of their ELP's only ever top 40 single. That's From the Beginning. As well as a number of other excellent tunes. Trilogy. Released in 1971. Sorry, 72. Right here on Brad's Vinyl. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Trilogy. Let's get into Trilogy, Side A.
Anyway, you smile. Thank you. don't be unkind. It don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is. We'll be right back.
Wow. That was taken from Aaron Copland's piece called Rodeo. Rodeo. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer retitling it Hoedown, adding their electronics, updating it. Very cool, very cool. That was side one we just heard, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's trilogy LP, starting with The Endless Enigma, part one, followed by Fugue, a Keith Emerson piece, and then The Endless Enigma, part two, both Emerson and Greg Lake collaborating on Enigma. And moving into From the Beginning, that was their single we were talking about earlier that made the top 40 in the United States of America, what's left of the United States of America. And I hope someday y'all don't have to have memories about what used to be the United States of America. But I digress into politics. And moving on to the next song, The Sheriff, and God damn it, more politics there. They actually have a gun being fired in their song. How awful for you horrible gun-fearing people out there. The Sheriff. A nice honky-tonk piano piece. Keith Emerson with his keyboards. And again, finishing up with Hoedown. Hoedown. An Aaron Copland piece. So, Trilogy being their third LP. You may have gotten that title from the tri, meaning the third. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. anyways, but a little history of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Emerson, Keith Emerson, your keyboardist, master man on the keyboards and the organ, honky-tonk piano. He came from The Nice, an earlier band called The Nice, and if you ever hear of some old bands called The Nice, you'll hear some organ playing songs and keyboards that are exactly, sounding exactly like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and that's because it was Keith Emerson in The Nice, the band called The Nice. So, Greg Lake, of course, you remember coming from King Crimson, and Peter Sinfield also doing the lyrics with them in King Crimson. Peter Sinfield came over later in some of the ELP works. I don't believe he collaborated with them on Trilogy. I could be wrong, but I do not see any credits offered to Peter Sinfield, so we will move right along. And meanwhile, Carl Palmer, formerly of the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and Atomic Rooster, also their drummer and percussionist, Carl Palmer, helping to form Atomic Rooster, and reluctant to leave, you know, thinking, oh man, I just formed this band, I got a lot invested in it, but he was persuaded by the magic he felt when he was playing with Greg Lake and Keith Emerson. So, yeah. And again, this was their third album, Trilogy, with From the Beginning, their only top 40 single in the U.S. So, The Endless Enigma and Trilogy. It's cited by Greg Lake, actually, as Greg Lake's favorite ELP album. So, but the actually, Hoedown was the only one that persisted as a live song in their later performances. They did perform Hoedown quite a bit. And once ELP released Trilogy, they were then able to focus on international touring, I guess because they had finally made it big. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, one of my all-time favorite bands. Love the keyboards, the vocals, Greg Lake's awesome voice, and guitars, and top percussionist, Carl Palmer, keyboards. I mean, I was a piano player when I was a kid. Back in 1960, I don't know how long I took piano. I don't know. I was playing at almost the level of Keith Emerson. Not quite, but I was actually predicted to be playing very well piano. So I gave it up. You know, boys didn't do that. So be it. So let's get into Brad's Vinyl, and I'm Brad of the Bone. Let's get into side two on Brad's Vinyl of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's third LP from 1972, Trilogy. Side B coming at you now.
to mend the love that ended long ago, although we still pretend our love is surely coming to an end. Don't waste the time, you've got to love again. We tried to lie, but you and I know better than to let each other lie. The thought of lying to you makes me cry. Counting up the time that's passed us by, I've sent this letter hoping it will reach your hand. And if it does, I hope that you will understand that I must leave in a while. And though I smile, you know the smile is only there to hide what I'm really feeling deep inside. Just a face where I can hang my head.
stand up or will you freeze? That savage woman make you pleased. Turn your inside outside in.
Ground.
All right, a little climactic end there. I'm Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, where I burn my vinyl LPs to digital and allow you to listen to them on the air on Brad's Vinyl radio show. Finishing up side B, that was Abaddon's Bolero. That was a bolero. Keith Emerson, your keyboardist, finishing up there. But we started out with Trilogy, the title piece from the title LP, that's the name of the LP, followed by Living Sin, and then Abaddon's Bolero. Living Sin being the one of the first ELP songs I actually heard on progressive rock station, oh hell, what, KXLU or something, what the fuck, something like that. KXLU, I think. They played Living Sin on the radio there. It was the B-side of their single. The single had From the Beginning, which was their song that made top 40. And KXLU, of course, would always play oddball things. So they flipped over the B-side of that single, and there you go. There's Living Sin. Kind of a minor key, distorted low vocals of Keith Emerson, really putting the screws down to his vocals. Very mysterious, antagonistic, sinful sound, you know, lyrics saying, still you don't know where she has been, living sin. Yeah. And that was a collaboration of all three, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, putting together Living Sin. So, Trilogy. And I forgot to mention in the earlier in the show, side one, the Endless Enigma, part one starts out with the beginning of a heartbeat, the heartbeat sound coming from Greg Lake playing muted strings on his bass guitar, and that heartbeat, rhythmical heartbeats, starts out slow and beats louder and louder and louder. It was actually used on Trilogy before it was used on Jethro Tull's Passion Play, another one of Brad's vinyls. You probably heard that at the beginning of Passion Play. Also, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, you hear that heartbeat? Yeah, well, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer did it first, so there, haha, back in 1972. I don't know, I'm almost one of my all-time favorite bands, maybe, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? I don't know. Love them to death. This their third album, Trilogy. You just heard it here on Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk at you next time on Brad's Vinyl.